I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, our guest is Tom Dalzell, senior editor of the New Partridge Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English, and now the concise New Partridge Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English.
How do you hope that readers use this dictionary?
There is the traditional role of the dictionary. I don't know what this word that I heard or I read means. I'll look it up. But it's a browsing pleasure because when you start seeing clusters of words that come out of the Caribbean, there's just such hope and joy of life there. And then you see a skepticism and irony in Australia. You see different cultures emerging as you browse through it.
Well, speaking of changes in attitude or culture or your cultural differences, I'm curious, since you've looked at, let's just focus on American slang for a moment here. You've looked at slang from 1945 to the present. What have you seen any shifts in attitude or in the culture as expressed through the slang?
Or trends?
Sure. I've seen two things. One is homogenization of American slang. If you looked in 1945, you would find very different slang in the cities and in rural areas. And there's a lot more uniformity now, and I attribute that to media. With young people, with the advent of MTV in the early 80s, that really became a national media outlet for language. So I've seen homogenization, and there's something lost in that. And the other thing that one sees, beginning in the late 1930s, but certainly continuing on almost a linear way up, is the influence of African-American vernacular, African-American slang on American slang in general. With the swing movement and jitterbugs in the late 30s, there was a conscious attempt by white Americans to learn African-American slang, and it has just become more and more a part of mainstream American slang.
Tom Dalzell is a labor lawyer, but when he's not doing that, his labor of love is writing about slang. We asked him if he found any terms that are especially difficult for non-native English speakers to understand.
Well, even among English as first language speakers, there's a great deal of vagueness in slang, so intentionally. When you say, well, we hooked up, I mean, that can mean anything from, you know, we just happened to meet each other at a club and, you know, talked, to romantic involvement. I mean, there's a wonderful scene in Pulp Fiction when Vincent Vega tells the Samuel Jackson character that Marcellus wants him to take out Uma Thurman, and then take out as in kill or as in to take out on a date. I mean, there's a lot of vagueness, and sometimes context doesn't even suggest the answer.
Do you run into any uses of slang that confuse you, other lawyers or judges?
Well, actually, I'm testifying as an expert witness up in a murder trial in Spokane in early December about a slang term where the prosecuting attorney deemed it to mean only one thing, and the defense is arguing that it could mean many things.
What is that word?
The term is to hit a lick. The defendant told several friends that he had hit a lick, and the prosecutor is urging that the only possible definition of that term is to commit an armed robbery. My research tells me otherwise, that hit a lick can actually more commonly means to come into a sum of money in somewhat shady circumstances, but in one fell swoop, and by no means necessarily armed robbery. And here somebody's life depends on how a jury's going to interpret him saying, I hit a lick.
Tom Dalzell, senior editor of the New Partridge Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English. The two-volume set is being republished in a concise form without the citations and with new entries from around the English-speaking world.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. To learn more about American English, we invite you to browse through the archives at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.